Joining me on the horn this morning from the High Prairie Elks Pro Rodeo, we've got one of our favorite volunteers from the Elks, Lindsey Pratt. How goes the day?
Awesome, JJ. Thanks for reaching out and helping us spread the word that we're going to have a big pro rodeo in High Prairie again.
62nd annual Elks Pro Rodeo with the parade. This is going to be the biggest one ever, right?
Well, we kicked the Tuesday-Wednesday rodeo midweek at 11 o'clock, starting at the PV Mart, and it winds through town. Our parade is second to none. It's just something to make sure that we have everybody come out and participate in. It's not only just a High Prairie parade. It's a real, real regional event, and we get lots of floats from throughout the region, so we're pretty excited about our parade.
Hold that thought. That reminds me, the Kix FM River Country Go Auto Summer Cruiser will be riding in that parade. Okay, now that we got that shameless plug out of the way, what else can you tell us, Lindsey?
So we have some local events as well. We have, of course, the one-mile race, just a regular old horse race, which it's a big crowd favorite.
Hey, Lindsey, can you help me out? What in the heck is mutton busting?
Mutton busting is just for the little wee kids, and Ricky Ticky Wonchuck, our clown, helps them get on the back of a sheep, and they hang on as long as they can. It's a fan favorite. Everybody loves it, and the kids have a really good time, And, of course, Ricky Ticky Wonchuck, our clown, who has been here, I think, 79 years or 99 years. I'm not sure, but it seems like forever. But he's coming back to entertain us and make everybody have a good day.
For sure. You know, this is sounding all too awesome. But wait, I have a sneaking suspicion there's more.
You know what? We have all the pro events. And one thing we're pretty proud of is we've had Kessler's Pro Rodeo stock come into our community for I don't know how long they've been bringing in. And they have one of the best herds of bucking horses and bulls that you have in the country. And so what we've tried to do is bring the best stock in for the cowboys. And if they're going to make this long trip up north, then they know they're going to get on and make some money. So guys come to this event, and barrel racers and the ladies come to this event so that they can qualify for the national finals in November in Edmonton. And that's where the big money is. And this time of year, it's kind of crunch time for everybody. They, you know, everybody's had a good start. They've gone through Pinoca and a couple other rodeos. So now you're starting to see a spread between the top cowboys and down to number 20, where, you know, only the top cowboys get invited to the Canadian finals. So these are the rodeos that they're trying to make some money to get there. And so it's pretty competitive. We have world champions. We have Canadian champions coming right into our backyard. So we encourage everybody to come out and see it right at home.
This whole thing sounds like a perfect two-day campout opportunity. Hey, Lindsey, what's the 411 on the camping?
The campsite right at the grounds. Phone ahead and get reservations because it usually packs up. And you're absolutely right. To take in every event, it is unbelievable. So, you know, you start in the morning with the parade and you go out and do a full day of rodeo and maybe you hit the beer gardens in between and then you're going to go to the dance. But wait, there's a midway on that every day. So you're going to hit all those. And then, oh, wait, you're going to get up the next morning and do it all over again. We come out and we start the pro rodeo and the chariots and, of course, the dance both nights. And the midway runs like you wouldn't believe. So it's just a really, really fun 2 days. Everything's packed into it. Again, we're trying to pack as much into 2 days as we possibly can.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be pretty darn exciting. Hey, should also mention that Kix FM morning host and promotions guru Jared Gomes will be out there in our summer cruiser doing all the fun stuff, riding in the parade, taking photos for our social media, and meeting and greeting all the rodeo faithfuls, too.
Well, we got to give you guys a big thanks because you as a radio station really step up and give us that coverage. And so when Jared does come down with the cruiser and the whole ball of wax that you guys promote our rodeo with. So the other thing I need to make sure that everybody knows that this is a regional event. We call it the High Prairie Elks Pro Rodeo. We get spectators from across the Peace Country, and with your promotion, we can help get more out. So really thank you guys for that. We're much appreciated.
Thanks for that, my friend. The pleasure is mutual. Hey, before I let you go, Lindsey, tell me what the best way to get the info. Should we go to the Facebook page or do you have a website?
There's the HyperElksRodeos.ca. It's on there. It's on our Facebook page. It's on our website. There's lots of information. You can get pre-advance tickets for the midway as well at a major discount.
Nice.
So if you can buy your tickets ahead of time for the midway, that you can save yourself some money for the kids ride and doing the rides and stuff. So, just go on our website and you find it or our Facebook page. It's both there.
All right. We'll find it for sure, and it's on our community calendar as well. Thanks so much, Lindsey Pratt, for your time. Appreciate you doing this. Kudos to the Elks Pro Rodeo Volunteers. We will see you out there Tuesday and Wednesday next week.
Have a great day, sir.